Dan Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world,
the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All classes are virtual today at Milwaukee Lutheran High School after a shooting at Friday night's football game. Pete Schwaba has more.
Last we knew, police were still on the lookout for whoever fired several shots inside the stadium at Friday night's game between Milwaukee Lutheran and Pius High Schools. No one was hurt, and the apparent shooter got away. The game was cut short, and all of the rest of Lutheran High's homecoming activities were canceled. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are getting ready for baseball's playoffs, and state lawmakers are scrambling this week to ensure the team's long-term future in Milwaukee. Local officials in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County might drive the hardest bargain. Mayor Cavalier Johnson wants some of the parking lots around American Family Field to generate new tax revenue. Rick Schlesinger is the Brewers' president of business operations. He says that's easier said than done.
There's certainly a lot of parking spaces, but to think that we can just short-term turn this into a beer district or a major development, the economics, you know, are somewhat daunting.
Schlesinger was on Up Front on WISN-TV yesterday. So was the author of the Brewers' bill, Republican Representative Rob Brooks. Brooks says he's open to another local demand, which is a lower financial contribution.
I understand that it's a heavy lift, you know, with the financial situation the city and the county find themselves in, but I think we can get there.
Local leaders also want more representation on the stadium district board. Brooks says the bill could be ready to go to committee in a matter of days. Insurance enrollment season is underway. As Mike Mohn reports, many people in Wisconsin will soon make decisions about their health coverage.
Allison Epsiseth leads Covering Wisconsin, which has navigators who provide unbiased information for free on a lot of these topics. They also can calm nerves about assumptions that all insurance is too expensive.
There are always new plans coming on the marketplace, especially Wisconsin has a really robust number of plans available.
She also notes that 90% of people who turn to the marketplace for private coverage get financial assistance to help cover their premiums. More information also can be found at wiscovered.com. I'm Mike Mohn.
Five flamingos made a rare visit to Wisconsin Friday. A big crowd of onlookers came to the Lake Michigan shore in Port Washington to see the three adults and two younger flamingos. Bird experts say it's the first time the tropical birds have made it here. The sighting was unexpected, but not a complete shock. Wildlife biologists have an educated guess the birds were pushed north by Hurricane Idalia last month. Flamingos are more common along the Gulf of Mexico. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Around 100 employees at the Stellantis parts plant in Bayview are part of the UAW strike against major automakers. Those workers and thousands of others are seeking substantial pay and benefit increases, including a 40% raise. The strike has received support from local political and labor leaders in Milwaukee. The fate of the Milwaukee plant remains uncertain, as Stellantis had considered its closure prior to the strike. The mayor of Franklin held an emergency meeting with the owners of the Rock Sports Complex to address noise concerns. While complete agreement hasn't been reached, involved parties say progress has been made and that there is a beginning of a memorandum of understanding between the two. The meeting was called in response to increasing noise complaints from nearby residents. Neighbors in Franklin and Greendale say they've been making complaints for years. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers with an incredible comeback win. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 18-17 in front of 78,000 at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love, who had thrown his first interception of the year, was asked how hard was it to overcome a 17-0 deficit.
It's not easy. It's a total team win right there. Everybody's got to, you know, step up, make plays, and we did it on all phases at the end.
Love ran for a touchdown, threw another to Romeo Doubs, then converted for 2 points on a PAT. It's the biggest come from behind victory since 2018, when Aaron Rodgers led a comeback against the Bears. Matt LaFleur.
Got to give the Saints a ton of credit, but I cannot tell you, I've never been a part of a win like this.
Did the comeback win boost the team's confidence in Jordan Love? Packers defensive end Kenny Clark.
Even more. We already had confidence in him and you know what he can do. And this just, you know, preaches to what we've been saying all along.
So the Packers are now 2-1. They host the Lions this Thursday night. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled off a 38-17 win over the Purdue Boilermakers. The Badgers improving to 3-1, but they've lost running back Ches Malusi, who suffered a fractured fibula and is out for the season, head coach Luke Fickell.
You know, because of all the things he's gone through, you know, all the ups and downs and the injuries, and to have the attitude that he has, he'll still be a really big part of what it is that we do.
Baseball. The Brewers missed another chance to clinch a spot in the playoffs. They lost again to the Miami Marlins, this time 6-1. The Crew are back in Milwaukee tonight to take on the Cardinals. Outfielder Sal Frelick are now having a chance to secure a playoff spot with a win at home.
When it comes to clinching, like, I think we're in a great spot. We have a big homestand to do it at when we get home, so it'll be exciting.
Starting pitcher Freddy Peralta only lasted three innings on the mound yesterday in Miami. Craig Counsell.
He's been sick. He was really sick on Friday night, and I think that just kind of zapped some of his energy.
Was it just kind of like a bug, do you think, with him? Or
he was sick.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Wipe the dust out your ass. Earl, I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What's happening, Earl?
Man, I don't know how you wind up in Green Bay without your sidekick.
Now you my sidekick.
Hey, now you my sidekick. It's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. So, yeah, I'm your sidekick.
No, man, you Earl, if I was walking, I'd let you walk in front of me, man.
Oh, man.
Just in case somebody's shooting.
Hey, man. Hey, good morning, man. What's going on, man?
What's up, Earl? What's happening? Man, how's your weekend?
Hey, my weekend was great, man, but you had a great weekend, man. Why are you in Green Bay today?
Oh, man. Well, it was opening. As you say, this ain't baseball, but opening day. And it's alumni weekend. So they called the Grave Digger and said, hey, man, come on down and hang out with the boys. So that's what it did.
Let me ask you, man, when you say alumni, does that include everybody who had a jersey, whether or not they were stars or not?
Everybody, yeah, that's how it is. I've seen some guys that ain't bust a great, but they in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how he got. I'm making up like, how you on? Don't nobody know you? But anyway, yeah, man, alumni weekend, if you put on a pack of helmets, you was in there.
Wow,
from any
man.
Era, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way up to all the way down.
You know, man, you know, you do that every year.
Every opening game, yes.
Yeah. Well, so was anything different? I mean, is the excitement the same every opening
game?
A
lot of old dudes was in the way. I'm like, move, man. You're too slow. Move. Get out of the way. But I'm telling you this, man. It was so good to see Paul Kaufman, Lynn Dickey, Mr. Jerry Kramer was there.
Jerry Kramer is still around.
Dave Robinson.
So let me put it in perspective. If I sneeze too hard, I'm gonna be 70 years old. But I was watching Jerry Kramer and Dave Robinson. When I was a kid.
Hey.
So that tells you something, right?
They still think it's thieves to this day, man. It's a treat to sit. If they sitting there watching the game and you sitting behind them, it's a treat to be sitting right
there. You know, man, Dave Robinson was one of the tallest linebackers. Even today, he's probably, what is he, about 6'3"?
Man, he 80 some years old.
I know, I got,
and still moving around like he 70 or 60.
Well, so I know Jerry Kramer ain't moving around that good.
No, Jerry, but he's still sharp as a tack,
man. Yeah, well, he played center, man, and back in those days.
Guard, man.
A guard. But, oh, and Jim kicker. Ringo. Jim Ringo. Okay, I stand corrected. Jim Ringo was the center. Okay. Yeah. All right. So,
did you know Jerry Kramer kicked field goals?
Yeah, man. Come on, I told you, man. I was around during those times.
I can't tell if you said Jerry Kramer was a center.
Well, I made a Freudian slip.
A what?
A Freudian slip.
I don't even know how to spell that. Hey, look that up, Calvin. Freudian.
But what I'm saying is, you know, back in those days, Jerry Kramer, and Jerry Kramer threw the block in the what was the frozen, what was it called? I forgot.
I'm gonna leave you hanging on this one. I'm gonna leave you hanging.
Yeah,
on this.
Well, it was
the ice bowl. The ice bowl.
Okay. Oh, the Jerry Kramer is the one who
Calvin,
threw the
stop
block.
Holding up cue cards for
Jerry. Jerry Kramer is the one who threw the block for Bart Starr that beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but so, that ain't what got him in the Hall of Fame.
No, well, what got him in the Hall of Fame was he
physical
was,
play got him in the Hall
no,
of
no
Fame.
Question. And he's not a big guy.
No, I don't. I mean, Jerry, bad dude, but I think I could have took him if he was Imano.
Well, he probably only weighed 260.
Right, back the lineman, then, that was big.
Yeah, yeah linemen back in those days were very small. But anyway, you saw the Packer game, man.
Up close and in person.
Let me ask you your thoughts when they were down 17-0 in the third quarter.
See, now this
in
is
the
where
fourth quarter, they were down 17-0.
Yeah, this is where you know who's a true Packer fan and who's a paper fan. I'm a true Packer fan. We don't lose hope until that Fox say 0-0.
Hey, Gilbert, it was a lot of people calling for the defensive coordinator, calling for his neck, booing.
They still calling for his neck.
I know. Hey, if they're calling.
But I'm gonna tell you this, Earl. I'm gonna tell you this. The electricity, even when they was down, it was still standing room only.
Well, that's Lambeau Field at any time, Gilbert. I don't care. If it's preseason, whatever it is, that's the magic of Lambeau, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's go to Al. Our phone line's open, by the way, at 844-967-2789. Hey, man, the Gravedigger is alive. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee.
Alive.
Hey, what's going on, Al?
How you doing, Earl?
All right.
And I have one question for the Gravedigger. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man.
My brother, we both from Detroit.
The
city. Please explain to me why Bakhtiari is still on the team and he ain't played for one game in the last year and a half. How come he didn't go to New York with his boy?
A lot of money. I'm getting after him early, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's right. We from the D, man. But I don't know how you get down like that, man. What that dude making? Over $2 million?
What are you talking about? Over $2 million? Man, he's way up there. About 25, somewhere around there.
And man, I tell you what, man. I can't call it, man, because this would be two games he'd have missed. Right?
Yeah,
he played the first one and then two. I don't know, man. I mean, I like Bakhtiari. He's a tough and he's a guy that you want on your team.
Right.
But to pick and choose if you can play or not, I ain't built like that.
Well, he said he's not picking and choosing if he can play, Gilbert.
What is he doing?
He's saying he's got an injured knee and he's not picking and choosing. He said when he can play, he can play. When he can't, you can't. Well, you played the game, man. Is it the choice of the player or is it the choice of the medical staff?
They're going to ask you if you can play. And if you can play, they're going to let you play. Now, if they're holding him out, for what?
Long-term.
What games are you holding him out for?
Well, they're looking long-term, Gilbert. That
long-term for what? Uh-huh. I'm like Al, man. If you get a paycheck, you got to show up, man.
I
You got to show it.
Go ahead, Al.
He played five downs last year in one game and didn't play the whole year. This man making over $20 million a year, and he's still sitting on the bench. Now, come on, man. Somebody got to make a decision and get some new players in there, because this man is not contributing nothing to nobody. And he may not be a bad guy. The point is, we need players, and he's not one of them right now and hasn't been for over a year.
Well,
Al got a good point, man.
All right, Al. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Gilbert. So they're stuck with the man.
Yeah, they're stuck
with him. Who's going to take him? He's damaged goods, and they got to pay him. So they're trying to protect for maybe later on.
Yeah.
You can't throw him out there this early and get him, you know.
No.
And he out for the whole season.
No. And this game coming up, I don't care if you have dead, you're going to want to play in this game.
Well.
We're going to see.
Well, listen, man, this is it, man. Detroit and Green Bay in a game that means something.
We're going to see.
You know, Detroit, over the last year or two.
Hey, come on. Hey, it looks like Gilbert, you got another caller, man.
Wait a minute. Hey, Gilbert. Hey, stay in your lane.
I'm trying to, but I don't want to sit up and talk about no Detroit lane.
Hey, this game and Detroit, this game means something.
It's a marquee game.
It's a marquee game. We're going to have to talk about it, man.
It's a marquee game. But
I'll get that guy on the line. We'll get him after the break. So
after the break?
Yeah. You know,
that dude got to go to work, Earl.
I could bring him on and then he'd get 10 seconds to talk. But I noticed.
It depends. We might only need to give him 10 seconds to talk, depending on what he's talking about.
Well, he going to talk, man. He like to talk. So, you know. I didn't want to give him, 15 seconds and then have to pull the rug off and under.
Okay.
So we can get him back after the break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger in full effect on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Earl, I love you. You know that, right?
Too bad. Yeah, you ready, man.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 71. Today, under cloudy skies, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 60. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
On the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream.
All right, welcome back. So Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. And you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tell somebody else about us. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And good morning, Gilbert. Thanks for being on the show again. Pleasure as always. Really quickly, I'm trying to make a comment, and then I got a question for Gilbert. So the question is, when they were down 17-0, I personally did not like the call. I think it was like 4th and 2. They were close. I think they were on the 15-yard line or something like that, and they didn't go for the field goal. And I thought really at that point they needed to get some points on the board. And, of course, the 4th and 2, it didn't work. And the other question I have is, do you think – Patrick Taylor should be replacing A.J. Dillon, because A.J. Dillon just doesn't, I mean, he's got tree trunks for legs, there's no question. But for some reason, he doesn't seem to be, I don't know, he's like stuck in the mud or something. I don't know what's going on with him. And then I will say this, and the comment is this, I really was impressed with how we came back, because keep in mind, he didn't have Aaron Jones. He didn't have Christian Watson. Obviously, Al, I agree with Al with Bakhtiari. Jenkins was not playing, so he basically had the left side, starting left side, completely out of commission. And Jair Alexander was missing. So I think the fact that they're able to do that, considering they're missing some star players, speaks a lot to the fact that that team believes in each other.
Okay.
But I wanted to hear his thoughts on the two questions.
All right, Dave. Absolutely. Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Man. Your boy A.J. Dillon just getting a bad rep all over the place, man. And ain't nobody saying how they're using him or see how they're using him. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to throw him in that tailback role, and he's not a tailback. He's a bruiser. Y'all got to remember that. Now, if Aaron Jones was back healthy, we wouldn't be talking about this.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? He's the feature back right now. You're trying to put a fullback. And he's, I mean, in this credit, when I always like to go back to Tampa Bay when they had Ward Dunn and Mike Alstott. Now, when Ward Dunn went down and Mike Alstott was the feature back, that was the difference. But they had an offensive line to do that. I keep telling y'all, watch the offensive line play when Dylan trying to run that ball. Is there a hole open for him to run through?
No, man.
You see what I'm saying? Don't stop. Get off this kid like that, man.
Well, you know, Gilbert, the announcers are even saying it. But when he gets the ball.
That's why the fans say it. Because the announcers is killing him.
Yeah.
And then the fans going to say, they're not really telling y'all where the offensive line is not really opening that hole so he can get in there.
Yeah, well, they're saying that, you know, he used to run harder. But you always say, hey, man, they got some cats there. They don't care how big and strong A.J. Dillon is, right?
Oh, no. We don't care if his legs tree trunks. We're going to put him through the wood chop.
Hey, so the lineman, if there's no hole, I don't care how big he is. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, because there's a difference if there's no hole and Aaron Jones can bounce it to the outside
fast. Right, right.
He ain't going to do that. He going to take the brunt. He going to get up in that hole and try to move the crowd and let it open up that way. You got to learn the game before you start talking about people, man.
But I mean, that's clearly, Gilbert, his job, right? His job is the sledgehammer.
Yes, his job is just like back when it was William Henderson and Amon Green, right. William Henderson and Dorsey Levins. William going to bounce up in there. He going to hit Urlacher in the mouth, and he going to do what he need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a difference, man.
Well, you know, the bad thing about it, Gilbert, I think is by now too many fans have already the belief that it's time for him to go.
They done pass judgment on.
Yeah, well, you know him, right? I mean,
yeah, I know
he's
him.
He's as nice a man as you'll ever want to meet.
He's a great cat, man. Great kid, man.
A good character guy.
He's one of those dudes that give you the shirt off his back if he had to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he's getting a bad rep because they forced him to be something that he's not.
Yeah, he could never. He doesn't have that kind of speed, and they knew that when they drafted him, right?
Yeah, he's a bruiser, and when you run that lead, if anybody know what a lead is, is when the quarterback face to the full gives to the tail, and you got that big lead blocker going to hit that linebacker in the mouth so you can cut off left or right. They gonna miss that for their feature back.
Yeah. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844.
I'm going to call you the break, man.
967-2789, under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The life is hectic. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Striking writers and Hollywood studios have reached a tentative deal that could end the months-long strike that's paralyzed the industry. CBS's Elise Preston is in L.A.
There were joyful reactions on social media, especially from actors whose own strike negotiations have stalled. From Mindy Kaling, can't wait to go back to work and see my people.
There's infighting among Republicans in the House over a temporary spending bill to prevent the government from running out of money. Texas GOP Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells CBS,
there is no doubt in my mind that the country is headed for a shutdown.
People in Maui's historic Lahaina district are being allowed back to see what's left of their homes and businesses after last month's massive wildfire. Christian Santos' grandfather was among the 97 killed.
A lot of us have not actually been able to come back. To see someone go in an unexpected way, it kind of hurts.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee Lutheran is still dealing with the aftermath of a shooting incident at their homecoming football game, where shots were fired outside the track area surrounding the field. Fortunately, no one was injured, but the school canceled the remaining homecoming activities, including the Saturday dance. Today's classes have been shifted to online only. Milwaukee police have not released any information about suspects or motives. The mayor's office in Milwaukee is acknowledging a costly mistake that resulted in the city missing out on a $15 million police grant. The error in applying for the grant was attributed to a mess-up, but it's also noted that accepting the grant would have been complicated due to the changes in the shared revenue law. An investigation is ongoing to determine how the deadline oversight occurred within the mayor's administration. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. And Calvin, you played the right song at the right time. You know, Gilbert and I were just talking off the air about Jordan Love. The Love Train. Gilbert, are they getting on the Love Train?
Man, I'm going to tell you this. I was at the stadium, right?
Right.
You know, like the entertainers say, and everybody say, you know, they're introducing the guys. But when they introduce that guy, the pop from the crowd, you know that Elvis just walked in the building. You know James Brown just walked in the building. Did you know when Taylor Swift walked in the building?
Come on,
when they
man.
Said,
come on,
when
man.
They said Jordan Love, the pop, if it was a roof on that, it'd have blew off.
So it's safe to say that the fans have embraced Jordan Love in his era.
Oh, yes. By every time he got out on the field. And here it is, man, like I always say, I can close my eyes and I can know that that's Brett Favre on the center calling cadence. I can close my eyes and say that is Aaron Rodgers calling cadence.
Come on, man.
I can close my eyes and say it's like that part of it never changed.
Hey, Gilbert, it's all right to say that when you're off the air.
I'm not saying play or anything. I'm talking about if I close my eyes, I'm thinking Brett Favre's out there calling cadence.
Oh, okay.
Just by the sound of it. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know?
Well, you look at him, and as I said off the air, man, I think his height, he just looks like a tall
man. He got to be 6'5", though. 6'6".
Is he that tall, man?
He got to be, man. I'm looking up at him. I'm 6'3".
Oh, man. And so he throws a beautiful ball. You can tell he learned that sidearm pass, you know.
I've been touting since day one.
Yeah,
Jordan Love is going to be an elite quarterback in this league.
You know, elite. Man, you know, part of it is he's getting great protection.
Ooh.
Man, he's getting great protection, Gilbert.
Yes.
I mean,
we ain't at full strength, Earl. We ain't at full strength at that protection part.
Well, you know, and for those who don't understand, all you got to do is look at the Chicago Bears and what Justin Fields.
Poor fella.
Man, yeah. Hey,
poor fella. They need to get him out of there.
Yeah, he got.
He need a fresh start somewhere.
Well, he got a horrible concussion yesterday.
Oh, man. You don't wish that on nobody.
No, man. But so I'm just trying to contrast that offensive line.
You can't.
With the Packers offensive line.
You can't. They never had an offensive line anyway.
No, the Bears didn't. But it matters. It really matters.
It does, man. I talk that all the time. It starts up front. Like I said, you got an elite quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. But you got a boo-boo the fool offensive line. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. You got to get them hogs up front that can move their feet and pass block. So, that's why we so good at pass blocking and we horrible at run blocking.
So the teams have to be built from the lines.
You got to get you a quarterback and build your team around him.
All right,
that's the only way it's going
to
work.
Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Show me the love, baby. Yeah. I tell you what. He's impressive. He's mobile. He throws a bullet. And I'm so excited for this kid. I can't tell you. I just love it. I love the comeback. I'm proud of the way his composure going for two and scrambled and threw a rifle. Yeah. So
CJ, he is mobile. And you can tell the difference when the quarterback can move around.
Oh yeah. Remember Lynn Dickey? He couldn't move. He could throw the ball, but he couldn't move.
Yeah.
He couldn't get away from anybody. But this is an exciting time for Wisconsin sports, for Green Bay Packers. And I love hearing you two gentlemen talk about it.
Hey CJ, thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
Thanks, CJ. I appreciate it. Hey, you know what the deal is, though, Earl? The bad game is coming. It's going to come. And then we're going to see what you say about it.
So what you mean for
Jordan.
Yeah, well, you know, it started off bad yesterday, man.
No, it didn't, man. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. I'm talking bad would be
a couple interceptions.
Yeah, a couple interceptions, you know, some crazy stuff. But I'm gonna tell you, he has earned, from the way he came out and the way he's playing now, he has earned
respect.
Yes. Hey, I just don't want it to change or something bad.
Hey, Gilbert,
it's coming.
Is game 3 of 17?
Game 3 of 17.
Okay, you're right. And like you said last week, I ain't going by all the games, one game at a time.
The game.
I'll listen to what you say now. Go ahead.
The game coming up Thursday is, you know, the progress. You know how you got, if you had a coach that paddled you all the time, they can't do that now. They call it what, corporal punishment or right. something? But we had a coach, Dozier, he called it public floggings.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So when you bring that progress report to him and you ain't got those grades, so this is the game right here. This game coming up right here is the game that's going to let us know what kind of team we really got.
Well, and you got a good schedule too, a favorable schedule.
No, but this is it, Earl. This is the one that's going to let us know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Rico.
Rico, hey, Suave.
Hey, Rico, what's going on, man? What do you want to say, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good combo this morning. Hey, Gilbert's got a point, though. I knew going into that late into the third quarter yesterday, I said they're going to have to give this ball to J-Lo and turn him loose. He's going to have to be turned loose. I said this could go one way or the other. You go back and look at him in Utah State. I said this man will throw the ball up 50, 60 yards down the field. He's going to put it where you can get it, but there might be a defender or two on you. And, you know, he did just that, and he made it through that game yesterday. But I'll tell you what, there's a guy ain't been benching today, which I wish was, and that's that defense. Rashad Gary had one heck of a game yesterday. Man, we need to find him a nickname like you, Gilbert. I think we do.
Well,
Kenny Clark was right there helping him, and Kenny Clark was playing in unison.
Well, you know, Rico, you are right about Gary. Gilbert, your thoughts?
You know what, man? Yeah, I mean, Kenny Clark, that's my guy. I love me some Kenny Clark, OMG. And Gary played, but hey, for us to show up in the third and fourth quarter the way we did, defense had big parts.
Yeah, the
parts
defense shut them down.
Man, they showed up when they had to. Right there before the half, shutting them out, you know what I'm saying? And then getting into the game, we had to get the ball back. Not wishing bad injury on somebody, but that sack that put out Carr.
Yeah, that made,
you know,
the difference.
And they brought in Jameson Winston.
I thought he was a better quarterback than that.
The game was over.
I thought he was a better quarterback than that.
Man, he ain't no starter.
But I also say this to you, Gilbert. You know, Gary. Mm-hmm. Gary, and people can't forget, man. He came off a torn ACL, man.
Yeah.
And he had to work like the Dickens. They weren't expecting him to be back at this early in the season, man.
That's called drive, attitude. He got all that.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes, man, that he wants to be going down as a legend.
Well, you see him. Is he a big guy?
He's a big guy. I mean, he's not extremely big.
He ain't as big as George Kuntz.
He's physical.
He ain't as big as George
Kuntz. He might be a little bit bigger than George Kuntz, man. He's physical because he's playing the end spot.
Right.
But he can see, he's one of those tweener dudes. He can play the end. He can play the linebacker. He's big. He's strong. He's powerful in both positions.
And he got some speed. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And he got the attitude, man. He got the attitude and that heart that can't be matched.
You know, if you y'all use the term dogs, okay, and the Packers, they got some dogs, man. They got some defensive backs that's dogs. They got some linebackers that's dogs. They got men on the line that's dogs. I mean, you know, and
Earl, you're giving me goosebumps right now, man. You're giving me goosebumps right now, man.
Hey, Gilbert, I told you I watched the preseason. They're deep, man.
Earl, and here's the killer part. We are not at full strength.
I know. That's the other part.
Jair Alexander did not play yesterday.
Well, you know,
we are not at full strength on both sides of the ball.
You know, I wouldn't want to have been on the airplane with the kicker that missed a 46-yard field goal.
That's why. That's why I say, man, the pole kickers. Man. I don't even know why that's a position. Oh my God! Hey, Gilbert,
let me ask you. You've been around. When the kicker missed a 46-yard field goal,
you gonna slap taste out his mouth because all you supposed to do is kick the ball, fool.
A 46-yard field goal—that's like an extra point today for kickers.
God bless it.
Yeah, but he had to get on the bus.
Yeah,
and then back on the flight back.
Yeah,
you think anybody mentioned his name?
You know what, man? That's your teammate, and you got to pat him on the back. But in the back of your mind, you say, man, this fool here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, man, you know, you can't say it was a complete team effort because, again, the defense shut him out in the second half, and the offense, that was 14. So what about the special teams, man, after the kickoff?
Special teams played pretty good, you know. But special teams got to put them in those positions so the defense can go out and work. You know, if you give them too many yards, you put the defense past the 50, then we're going to have some problems. Keep them back there. Let's go work. Let's go fight. Give us some room to fight.
So you know, because you're the guy who played the game. You know, I played it in my dreams, and it ain't the same, is it?
No, it ain't the same.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know. But
no, you
can't. I'm saying, man, it makes a difference if they're starting on their 20 as opposed to starting on their 40.
Field position, man. That's in the annals of time, a field battle and all them great generals and everything. They want to get the field position so we can fight. You don't want to put them right there in front of the front door.
Yeah, well, you know, Gilbert, we got to talk about the line, the Packers' lines.
Yeah. On both sides.
On both sides of the ball, they're solid, right?
Yeah, man.
And so if you...
I got a little problem with the run game. I got a little problem with
Aaron Jones ain't
that's going to come back and that's going to come back and haunt us, man. Them boys can pass block now, but we got to start moving people. We got to move. Or we ain't going to get nowhere.
Well, you know, the back matters too. You know,
back does matter. Yeah, yeah. It has to work and they have to work and complement each other.
You know, what I mean? Let me ask you, the sound of the crowd, was it? You saw the difference in the second half than in that first half. Did the crowd? Yeah. You just got the crowd matters. You said
the crowd is man. There is nothing like Lambeau Field, man. I'm telling you, they got the new big jumbotrons out there.
I told you,
fans are going crazy and stuff, man. That atmosphere yesterday was electric. You better have you a Ginsu knife if you want to cut through that.
So it was like a playoff atmosphere.
Man, it was a championship atmosphere out there yesterday. Game one was a championship atmosphere.
Yes, and we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 71. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Under the lights, man. Does it matter?
Under the lights. Oh, yeah. Under the lights. It's like that, you know, it's like when you first time you made varsity.
Yeah.
And it's
Oh, yeah.
Friday night lights.
Yeah.
But we ain't had no lights in Detroit. You know, we had flashlights. Lights turned off.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, it's a different atmosphere. It's going to be a different crowd. And it's going to be electric,
It's national television, man.
National television. We under the lights, man. It's going to be a good game, man. It's going to see who's going to take the division.
It's early, Gilbert.
Minnesota and Chicago ain't got nothing.
Well, you might be right about that.
So this the game that's going to decide the division, right?
Hey, ain't that amazing, man? We're talking about game four.
But see, here's the killer part, Earl. Everybody was talking about Detroit was first, Minnesota was second, maybe Chicago third.
Well, Detroit, we lost Aaron Rodgers. They tied.
We lost Aaron Rodgers, so now we last.
Well, they tied. Green Bay.
What dummy said that? What dummy that was writing that paper? See, that lets you know what these media people be talking about. Nothing.
Well, I was one of those who...
You sure?
You know... Everything I read about the Chicago Bears, hey man, you know, I don't know.
You was the main one. They got this, they drafted that.
Hey, Gilbert, can you imagine being on a team like that and the season just started and you got 14 more games to play? And, hey, man, but anyway. Detroit, man, Detroit just seems to be a good test. They're going to be a good test because they got a hell of a coach too. They got a hell of a defensive line. They got a hell of an offensive. It's going to be a hell of a game, man.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game, man, because Detroit is trying to come in physical. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to say, hey. We done got y'all a couple times up here in this Lambeau Field. Hey, dog, we got a bunch of kitty litter, and we gonna start passing it out.
well, you know, Gilbert, the Detroit is a physical team, but Green Bay is a physical team.
Man, we got some horses up front, don't we?
Yeah, man.
And I'm telling you, I told you when I was walking through that tunnel, and I'm looking at these cats come out after halftime. Man, it looked like they had a couple of Tyrannosaurus Rexes walking down that way. And I said, my God, I swear I saw some big dudes coming out of there.
Well, so just to contrast why the lines matter so much, you saw Colorado and Oregon.
Oh, my God.
You saw a team with an offensive and a defensive line that just – devoured the line of Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah,
you, can,
you these the big boys now. Y'all been playing them chumps. Come on over here, let me show you.
Well, you can have all the skilled players in the world, but it just goes to show, Gilbert, it goes back. You ain't got them horses, man.
You got to have them horses that's going to deal out brute force. And they had them horses, man. They grab hold to you. You know, you got the quick dude come in the third down.
Yeah.
I look good. But see what he had on first and second down when them big boys grab hold of.
Yeah.
Meow.
You know, I was, and I can't help it, man. I watched the line play, man. You know, I'm hooked in through you, man. I watched that. To me, yeah. I'm a guy who used to watch all the fancy guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. No.
But, man, it's the horses up front, man.
You got to watch the fight, man. That's the thing. They don't get no credit, but they out there
battling, they pay them now.
Gilbert, they battling.
The good offensive linemen get paid.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing about paying. I'm talking about as a fan. You ain't going to watch that. You're going to watch all the pretty boys.
Yeah.
But when you start watching the fight inside, you're going to be like, my God, I ain't know they got like that.
Well, you know, having been a pretty boy once in my life, I understand what it was.
Lord Jesus.
I understand why they watched
it. Earl, you might be the only dude that talk about himself as being pretty when he know he ain't.
I said once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Okay, Cab Calloway. Okay.
hey, man, let me, you know, the other part of it is, and we don't talk about it, but the cat can coach.
LaFleur
can coach, man.
Yeah, he can coach. He need to call some better plays, though. A couple times was questionable. I'm like, why would you call that?
Yeah, well, I mean, in a whole
game. Is he calling plays? Is he the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator.
So he calling plays?
Oh, yeah.
All that, them couple plays that he called.
Yeah,
I need to talk to him. No, there was a couple plays I looked at him like, man, I'd have called this and that would have worked.
Well, it's easy, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacking, you know. Yeah. But you watch him overall. Mm. And plus,
he's a good coach.
Plus, he can coach Gilbert.
He's a good coach.
A good staff, right?
Yeah, and he's managing Jordan Love very well.
Yeah,
he's managing him well. He's trying to keep him out of the crazy stuff.
So Gilbert, the Packers are in good hands.
They're in good hands. I'm gonna say that.
So let's go back to I admit when I slipped and fell, and I was one of those when Rodgers left. I said it was gonna be a while before the Packers. Were able to come back, that they were going to be in the dark.
I've been trying to ground you, but you don't want to listen to
you. Hey, I'm admitting, man, I had to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah, I mean, we back in the hunt, man. Let's put it that way.
There's no question.
Everybody pulled us out because we lost Aaron Rodgers. No, we are back in the hunt because of what? Because of that G on the side of our helmet.
Yeah, you said that all along.
We got swag, we got attitude, and we're going to slap these boys and let y'all know we still the dogs right here.
Hey, I might reach out to you on Thursday, man.
Reach out.
I'll reach out to you on Thursday. We may just do a special Thursday edition of the Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Oh, man, y'all better throw a little bit more money in that envelope there.
We got
to slide that envelope over.
We got to run. We got to run, man. Hey, man, it's been a blast.
All right, Earl, love you, man.
Yeah, likewise, man. We'll talk again.
All right, Calvin, tell Big Sandy I said what's up.
I will, man. All right, we got to go to a break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger has ended. Talk to you later, man.
Deuces.
All right.
And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube a Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fried dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pinch.
hungry as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it was like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.